much. We set a very long and very good discussion on a variety of issues. U.S.-Mexican relations are very important. Sometimes we in America take those relations for granted. But we share a large border. We share the same values. We've got people on both sides of the border. We've got friends and family members. And it is fitting that you and I have this kind of conversation. I want to congratulate you and thank you for your strong leadership. I appreciate the fact that you inherited a very difficult situation. One, you inherited high demand for drugs in the United States. In other words, people are using drugs, and therefore people are supplying drugs. And it caused difficult security problems in your country, and you responded aggressively. And I think it's in our interest that we fund the joint initiative. We got to work hard on our side to make sure that we reduce drug use, and at the same time work with you in a close coordination to defeat these drug traffickers. We need to continue our initiative that we started with during your administration, Mr. President, on dealing with arms trafficking, arms coming from the United States into Mexico. We've got a strategy in place, and we're now beginning to implement it. Congress has a chance to send a strong statement that we want to work in a collaborative fashion with the money that's going to be in a supplemental. My hope, of course, is they fully fund the program, and they funded a strategy that will be effective. We talked about trade. And our trade has been beneficial to both our countries. When you and I grew up in our respective countries, the border region of Mexico and the United States was very poor. And today when you go down there, there's prosperity on both sides of the border. A lot of that has to do with trade. Our trade has tripled, and our economies have grown. And this has been a very positive aspect for both our countries. And so we're going to talk about that, of course, with the Canadian Prime Minister in our dinner tonight. But we also talked about the need to have a successful Doha round. We talked about climate change. We talked about a lot of issues. But that's what you expect friends to do. So I welcome you.
Gracias. Gracias, Presidente Bush. Le agradezco mucho su hospitalidad y que hayamos podido tener esta larga y muy productiva conversación acerca de muchos temas de una relación muy compleja, pero muy importante para nuestros pueblos, que es la relación bilateral. Como usted mencionó, hablamos sobre todo del tema de seguridad. Los dos coincidimos en que queremos tener una frontera segura para nuestras gentes y sobre todo el organizar una estrategia común para enfrentar y vencer a un enemigo común como es el crimen organizado y el tráfico de drogas. La iniciativa Mérida, de la cual hemos hablado, lo que busca es precisamente poner los instrumentos que nos permitan llevar adelante esta estrategia contra un enemigo común. Porque de lo que se trata es precisamente preservar la salud de nuestras familias, de las familias americanas y de las familias mexicanas. Aprecio que el gobierno de Estados Unidos a sus distintos niveles haya empezado a trabajar seriamente o más rápidamente sobre el problema del tráfico de armas hacia México. Sé que hemos tenido algunos avances y que se han atrapado algunos líderes de tráfico de armas en la frontera. Hay mucho que hacer, pero es un paso muy, muy importante. Al mismo tiempo le comentaba al presidente Bush y a su equipo del compromiso de mi gobierno con la defensa de los derechos de los mexicanos en Estados Unidos, particularmente la defensa de los derechos en términos del propio derecho internacional y las recientes resoluciones de la Suprema Corte de Justicia en Estados Unidos. Hablamos también de comercio. Y yo quiero...
I understood every word.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Thank you so much for your hospitality and for a very long and productive discussion we had today. As is fitting for the relationship that Mexico and the United States enjoy, we have been able to discuss a long list of issues today because we have a very complex and rich relationship. We talked, first of all, as President Bush said, about security. We talked about security along our common border. We talked about the common strategies that we are implementing in order to fight the double scourge of organized crime and drug trafficking.
Common enemy.
Common enemy. Sí. Thank you, Mr. President. We discussed the Mérida initiative, a very important initiative that will allow a common strategy that will benefit families on both sides, on the side of Mexico and on the side of the United States. I also want to express my appreciation for the work the U.S. government has begun on the problem of arms trafficking. We know that this is a complex issue. We know there is much to be done, but a very important first step has already been made in that direction. We also discussed the defense of the Mexican administration, of the rights of our Mexican citizens, and we have also discussed the issue of trade and how trade is benefiting both of our people.
Precisamente en estos tiempos se cuestiona mucho al comercio y sus beneficios. Y la verdad es que para mí es muy claro que el comercio entre Estados Unidos y México ha beneficiado a la gente en ambos lados de la frontera. El comercio, particularmente el NAFTA, ha creado empleos en México y ha creado empleos en Estados Unidos. Ha hecho crecer el beneficio de los consumidores, la capacidad adquisitiva de los mismos, la calidad de los productos que reciben. Y particularmente lo enfatizo porque se cuestiona mucho ahora el NAFTA. Y la verdad es que el NAFTA ha generado cientos de miles de empleos en México y en Estados Unidos. Pero hablando solo de los empleos en México, son empleos de gente que si no hubiera tenido esas oportunidades, probablemente muchos de ellos hubieran tenido que emigrar a los Estados Unidos. De manera tal que el NAFTA contribuye a generar crecimiento y empleo en ambos países y contribuye también, entre otras cosas, a reducir la presión migratoria de muchos mexicanos.
And we have discussed the issue of trade and its benefits. I think that I have made it very clear that, as far as I am concerned, trade is an issue that benefits both sides greatly. It is something that generates jobs, both on the U.S. side and on the side of Mexico. We have seen an enormous increase in benefits for consumers as a result of trade as well. We see that the quality of products in general has gone up as a result of increased trade. And I stress this issue because recently NAFTA has come under criticism. And I do not believe that people are realizing how many benefits NAFTA has brought both to the United States and to Mexico. I say that hundreds of thousands of have been created on both sides of the border. As far as Mexico is concerned, this increase in jobs has also led to a direct decrease in the amount of immigration from Mexico to the United States. It has generated growth, it has generated jobs, and it is decreasing the flow of immigration.
Hablé también de la defensa de los derechos de los mexicanos en Estados Unidos, como decía, y de la importancia para mi gobierno de seguir impulsando una agenda que logre una solución comprensiva e integral del problema migratorio. Sé que hay un proceso electoral en curso en los Estados Unidos que nosotros respetamos y que hay muchas decisiones, incluyendo esta, que competen a los ciudadanos americanos, pero es muy importante para mi gobierno que no perdamos el impulso, sino que redoblemos esfuerzos para dar una solución comprensiva e integral al problema migratorio que aún permanece sin resolver y que requiere una solución responsable y racional de todos. Y finalmente, bueno, hablamos de muchos temas, entre otros hablamos de nuestra preocupación sobre el crecimiento de los precios mundiales, particularmente el precio de los alimentos. Expresamos nuestros puntos de vista acerca de las políticas públicas relativas a los biocombustibles y al etanol, pero en general la idea de poder enfrentar juntos un problema de estas dimensiones que afecta a muchas economías y a muchos ciudadanos en el mundo. En México hemos podido manejar este problema, pero que está afectando a muchas economías en Latinoamérica.
and we have discussed the defense of the rights of Mexican citizens and the need to increase the way we watch over those rights. This is a very important issue for my administration. We need to continue working on an agenda to find a comprehensive solution for that. I understand that the United States is going through an electoral process, and we respect that process, of course, but I do want to point out that it's very important for my administration for us to find a solution to this issue, and a solution that will not just find a way to deal with the immigration problem, but one that will do so with respect and responsibility. We also discussed the concern that we have with regard to the increase of prices of foods around the world and the public policies that are involved in finding alternative fuels and how all of this goes into the mix. We need to face the problem of economies all around the world who have not been able to deal with this problem very well. In Mexico, we have been able to find solutions, but we are concerned about the situation of other countries in Latin America that are not faring quite as well.
Yo estaba muy contento de estar en Estados Unidos y bueno, me anticipo a una invitación que haré esta noche, pero espero recibir desde luego a quien sea el próximo presidente de Estados Unidos en México el próximo año, y el presidente Bush de todos modos será bienvenido cuando quiera hacerlo como ciudadano.
And finally, I simply want to say how happy I am to be in the United States, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but tonight I will be extending an invitation, hopefully to the next president of the United States to visit us in Mexico next year for this event. And of course, President Bush will always be a welcome visitor in Mexico.